का प्रसाद खड़का विद न्यूज द हेडलाइंस फर्स्ट। प्राइम मिनिस्टर शेरबहादुर देउवा ओर्जेज नॉन रेजिडेंट नेपाली एसोसिएशन टू ब्रिंग इन फॉरेन इन्वेस्टमेंट इन नेपाल। कम्युनिकेशन मिनिस्टर ज्ञानेन्द्र बहादुर खड़के सेज गवर्नमेंट इज कमिटेड टू मेंटेनिंग सुप्रीम कोर्ट्स डिग्निटी। नेपाल्स टोटल एक्टिव कोरोना केसेस ड्रॉप बिलो 10,000 फॉर फर्स्ट टाइम सिंस बिगिनिंग ऑफ सेकेंड वेव ऑफ द पैंडेमिक। And G20 leaders meet in Rome ahead of COP26. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Shirbahadur Deuba has urged the non-resident Nepali association to bring in foreign investment to Nepal. Addressing a program organized by non-resident Nepali association in London today, Prime Minister Deuba said, the government is ready to facilitate investment in the country. Lauding the role played by the association to ensure anti-COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal, Prime Minister Deuba requested the association to help government meet its target of vaccinating all eligible Nepali citizens by mid-April next year. Likewise, Prime Minister Deuba stressed on the collaboration among all to address the issues of providing citizenship to non-resident Nepalis, as it needs to be endorsed from the parliament in consensus among all political parties. Also speaking on the occasion, patron of non-resident Nepali Association Britain chapter, Shirbahadur Sunar, urged Prime Minister Deuba to lead a special initiative to resolve the problems faced by the Gurkhas. Similarly, NRN UK chapter chair Prem Gahamagar requested the Prime Minister to create investment-friendly environment in the country, manage citizenship to NRN, and resolve the issues of visas to them. Meantime, Prime Minister Deuba held a bilateral meeting with members of House of Lords Suraj Pal, Lord Sheikh, and Lady Sheikh. Foreign Affairs Secretary Bharatraj Podyal said the meeting held at Nepali Embassy in London today dwelt on various aspects of Nepal-Britain relations. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deuba thanked Britain for its continuous help to Nepal. Likewise, the members of the Upper House of British Parliament, the Lords, expressed their readiness to provide necessary help to Nepal. Similarly, Prime Minister Deuba held a meeting with the representatives of Nepal-Britain Society today itself. CPN Mar Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says there is no dispute in the ruling alliance. Talking to media persons in Janakpur Airport today, Chairman Dahal said the ruling alliance was moving ahead without any hurdles. He said an all-party meeting was going to be held soon to prepare a common view regarding the problems seen in the judiciary. Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that the current ruling alliance is as strong as ever. During a brief conversation with media persons at Biratnagar Airport this morning, Chairman Nepal said there was no discussion on the impeachment of Chief Justice Sulendra Shamsher Jabara. He also said Chief Minister of Province 1 Bhima Acharya would exit from Province 1 government leadership. Communication Minister Ganendra Bahadur Karki has said that the government is in favour of independence of the judiciary. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport this morning, Minister Karki said the government is committed to maintaining and consolidating people's trust in the dignity of the Supreme Court. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Basal, has emphasized on the use of domestically generated electricity by reducing the consumption of imported fuel. Inaugurating the electric vehicle rally organized in Kathmandu today on the occasion of 25th anniversary of Alternative Energy Promotion Center, Minister Basal said that around 2 billion rupees is being spent annually on import of petroleum products and 40 billion rupees on cooking LP gas. She called for increasing the consumption of electricity for industry, transportation, and household purpose to make the national economy self-reliant. President Bidyadevi Bhandari reached Muktinath Temple today and paid homage to the revered deity. Completing her trip to temple, President Bhandari also visited Dhurpatan Hunting Reserve today itself. The president was briefed about the conservation efforts and security situation by the officials there. The number of active corona cases has dropped below 10,000 for the first time in Nepal since the beginning of the second wave of COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, there are 9,526 active cases of COVID-19 across Nepal. Additional 911 corona-infected people recovered today itself. Likewise, a total of 372 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. Similarly, 11 people died of the virus infection today itself, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,399. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international news updates. Leaders from top 20 economies of the world are meeting in Rome ahead of COP26. It is the first time G20 leaders are meeting face-to-face since the start of the pandemic. The leaders are set to discuss climate change and COVID as major challenge in the world at present. Although most of the government's heads of G20 are physically attending the meeting, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin appear by a video link instead. The meeting comes amidst increasing dire warnings for the future if urgent action is not taken to cut emissions. The group made of 19 countries and the European Union is estimated to account for 80% of world's emissions. China's top epidemiologist Zhong Nanshan said the country will be able to effectively contain the latest COVID-19 resurgence within a month. Zhong made the remarks during a webinar attended by medical professionals today, as sporadic local COVID-19 cases have been reported in various parts of the country, saying the coronavirus and the pandemic cannot be eradicated within a short period of time. Zhong called on other countries to adopt strict health safety measures to contain COVID-19 infection. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba urges non-resident Nepali association to bring in foreign investment in Nepal. Communication Minister Ganendra Bahadur Karki says government is committed to maintaining Supreme Court's dignity. Nepal's total active corona cases dropped below 10,000 for first time since beginning of the second wave of the pandemic. And G20 leaders meet in Rome ahead of COP26. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
भर्खरै बेलुकी 8 बजेको समाचार सकिएको छ. तपाई रेडियो नेपाल सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ. अब हामी प्रस्तुत गर्दैछौ नेपाल एण्ड बियोन्ड कार्यक्रम.
You're tuned to Radio Nepal and you're listening to Nepal and Beyond.
Hello and welcome to the new edition of Nepal and Beyond. This is me, Manjal Ghimiri, and this is a special presentation of Radio Nepal where we feature some of the best reports presented throughout the week. We go beyond national boundaries and give you the latest and biggest national and international happenings with an in-depth analysis. In the next 15 minutes, we'll present you a report on United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP26. And finally, a report on 58th anniversary of People's Republic of China's restoration of seat at the United Nations General Assembly. That will wrap up this episode of Nepal and Beyond. For nearly three decades, the United Nations has been bringing together almost every country on Earth for global climate summits called COPs, which stands for Conference of the Parties. In that time, climate change has gone from being a fringe issue to a global priority. This year will be the 26th annual meeting, giving it the name COP26. With the UK as president, COP26 is taking place in Glasgow. In the run-up to COP26, the UK is working with every nation to reach agreement on how to tackle climate change. World leaders will arrive in Scotland alongside tens of thousands of negotiators, government representatives, businesses and citizens for 12 days of talks. Not only it is a huge task, but it is also not just yet another international summit. Most experts believe COP26 has a unique urgency. Dela Prasai comes up with a detailed report.
The United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP26, will be held in Glasgow, Scotland, United Kingdom, from 31st.